The Indian government has a 10,000 crore rupee corpus called the Fund of Funds for Startups, or FFS. It is a massive pool of capital managed by SIFBI to back early and growth stage companies. But there is a catch that trips up a lot of founders. You cannot apply to SIFBI for a check. The government does not invest in your startup directly. That gap between a giant pool of government money and the inability to access it directly creates a trap. Agents and middlemen often step in, promising they can secure FFS funding for you if you pay an upfront registration or advisory fee. Do not pay them. Applying to and raising from the legitimate channels for this capital is part of standard fundraising. The official fee to be considered for FFS funding is exactly zero. The FFS is not a traditional grant program with an application form on a website. It is a hidden economic mechanism that operates quietly behind the scenes of the private venture capital market. To understand how you actually reach that capital, we have to track how SIDBI moves the money out of its central vault and into the market. SIDBI allocates the 10,000 crore corpus to SEBI-registered Category 1 and 2 alternative investment funds, called daughter funds. Managing this is lean. SIDBI is reimbursed only 0.5% of deployed capital for operating expenses. The real engine activates at the daughter fund level. These venture funds cannot simply act as a pass-through pipe for cash. For every rupee received from the FFS, they must invest a minimum of twice that amount into startups. And that multiplied investment cannot be structured as debt. It must be delivered directly to the startups in the form of equity. This design outsources the most difficult parts of venture capital. Instead of bureaucrats trying to pick winners, the government forces private investors to do the heavy lifting of sourcing deals, running due diligence, and ultimately taking a risk on your company. The government is taking a highly leveraged slice of its own capital and using it as mathematical bait. It forces a much larger wave of private investment to flow down into the startup ecosystem. So, what does this macro distribution pipeline mean for you, the founder, working on the ground level? It means accessing this government money requires you to play the standard venture capital game. You have to identify the SEBI-registered alternative investment funds participating in the FFS and pitch them for your next round. To be eligible, you need to clear two official checkpoints. First, your startup must be formally registered as a private limited company, or an LLP. Second, you must hold an active DPIIT recognition certificate. Without that specific piece of paper, the participating fund is legally prohibited from using FFS capital in your round because their investment won't count toward their government commitment. Now, you will obviously need a clear business plan or pitch deck to survive the initial meeting, but from the strict perspective of the government's mandate, those documents are technically optional. The same goes for recent bank statements. The private fund will demand them for their own financial due diligence, but they are not an explicit requirement dictated by the FFS rules. There is no shortcut, and there are no direct applications to SIDBI. The absolute best way to secure a piece of this 10,000 crore fund is to build a company strong enough to win over private venture capital on its own merits.